Well, good morning, everyone. The call to worship this morning is out of Psalm 57, verses 7 through 11. I'll read it for you this morning. My heart is confident, God. My heart is confident. I will sing. I will sing praises. Wake up, my soul. Wake up, harp and lyre. I will wake up the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your faithful love is as high as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches the clouds. God, be exalted above the heavens. Let your glory be over the whole earth. That's a good word for us this morning. Would you stand with us and we'll sing forever together?
Well, please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for the gift of today, the gift of life, the gift of life we find through your Son, Jesus Christ, life everlasting. And Father, there may be some here today that come with strife in their hearts, in their home. But we thank you, Father, that you are enough for us, that you gave us your Son to cleanse us from our sins, to redeem us, to make us part of your family. And so today is a day of rejoicing that no matter what storm we may face, you are the one who gives us hope. And Father, whether it's conflict around the world, conflict at home, conflict within our own heart, we know that you are the one who brings us peace. And we thank you for that. We thank you for the gift of community that we share here at this church. A reminder of our brothers and sisters how much you love and you care for us. So we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to sing praises to your name. And I ask now that as we open up your word, that you would speak to us. And that all that we do and say would bring glory and honor to you. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Well, good morning. You know, from childhood to adulthood, I think every single one of us loves a good story. I know that when I was a kid, I really enjoyed story time with my mom. And my wife is an elementary school teacher, and the best time of the day for her students is story time. They bring out the little carpet squares, put in a circle, and for once during the day, they sit attentively to hear what Mrs. Drake has to say, because they know they're going to get a good story. And the best stories are the ones that engage and involve the listener. And my hope this morning is to help you see that you and I participate in the greatest story ever told. When we come on Sunday mornings and we hear the word preached, as you see the stained glass window behind me, you are reminded of the best story ever told, of God's redeeming love. And today is one of my favorite days of the year because it's Ministry Fair Sunday. And it's an opportunity that we have when we go out into the outside the auditorium to see the way in which God is telling his story of love here at PBC. And today is not so much a day for talk as it is for action. But before I release you outside, we're going to take a few minutes because I want to remind you of a few very important truths about what it means to participate in telling God's story. The first thing I want you to remember is that we love because God first loved us. As the Apostle John said, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God." And that is what we are. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. We love because he first loved us. God lavishly loves each and every one of us, that while we were yet sinners, he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us, cleansed us of our sins, gave his Holy Spirit to dwell within us, transforming us into his image and his likeness, and inviting us to participate in the telling of his story. So we love because God is love. God is light, and so we are children of light. God has a mission for the world, and so we have a mission for the world. And he invites us to be his ambassadors, to share his truth and his love near and far. And so we worship and obey God. And this morning, I want you to remember, again, as you're released into the ministry fair tables, that we enter into ministry, we volunteer for service, not out of coercion, not because someone looks at you with really sad eyes and says, I desperately need your help for this ministry. We serve because God loves us, and that you feel deep within you the sense of how much God loves you, and you want to share that love with others. So we want you to participate in service ministries, to sign up for these ministries, not out of coercion, not out of guilt, but out of a sense of joy, out of a sense of love and privilege that you have an opportunity to serve and how glad you are to do so. So that's the first thing. God's love overflows within us. We love because he first loved us. The second thing is this, that each and every one of us is vital in telling God's story of love. You know, I went into this in great detail just a few weeks ago, right, when I preached on the ministry of the saints. But let me remind you of the words of the Apostle Paul in the letter to the Ephesians. He says this, Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. That each part is you and me. We are each a part, a member of Christ's body. And God has uniquely gifted you to serve within his body, to help the body grow fully mature in Christ. And at PBC, we have a deep history and a strong conviction of letting loose the ministry of the saints. That's you guys. And as you'll notice, as you go around the tables today, ministry fair, that a lot of these ministries didn't start out as an idea of a pastor or an elder, but from people just like you, gifted by the Lord, pursuing their vision, their passion, given to them by the Lord for the maturation of the church body. So our motivation to serve is love, and the empowerment we have to love is given by God himself. So don't ever think that you're not able or gifted enough to serve. You get a chance to serve and to do so with great joy. And it's important for us to remember that God is not calling us to be the church down the street. God has called us to this time and to this place, and he's assembled this group of people to use the gifts that he's given you to serve this body. And what a great privilege that is, that you get to be yourself, not trying to be someone you're not, but to be yourself and to participate in a ministry opportunity. Well, I hope that you see what I see, that when you go outside, you'll see the beauty of God's work. There's a great variety of ministries out there. You'll see ministries to infants and toddlers and elementary school kids, junior highers, high schoolers, middle schoolers, empty nesters, Mandarin speakers. You name it, we've got a great deal of ministries. And we minister to people not only in our local community, but also in the world at large. And our vision is expanded. And so this is my hope for you, is that when you get a chance to walk outside, you'll get a big picture of what God is doing, and that you'll look forward to participating in that. Well, I'd like you to consider a couple questions as you're entering through this day. And that is, first of all, who or what is your God-given passion? I know passion can be kind of a fuzzy word for some of you, but try and dig deep. Where do you feel passionate that God might be calling you to serve? Where do you sense the Lord is calling you to express your love for Him and your love for others? Is it a particular age group? Is it a particular ministry? What might that be? How has God gifted you, and where would you like to use those gifts? Another way to ask this is, where do you feel led to initiate spiritual friendships, spiritual conversations, to draw near to one another and be a catalyst for change? As I'm speaking this morning, hopefully my words are reaching into your mind, but also your heart, and the Lord is right along with that, that He's tapping your heart right now to say, maybe this is the day that you respond to the Lord's invitation for you to get involved in a ministry. And maybe it's one that you've never thought of before, but I encourage you to investigate that opportunity today. Well, maybe you can use your gifts in mentoring young men, like with Christian Service Brigade, which is a wonderful ministry. Those men do a great job, and the kids really benefit from their time with these men. And whether you're a father or not, you can help out in that ministry. Maybe you are called to participate in the church choir. Now, I know a lot of you think maybe you're not gifted to be in a church choir. And believe it or not, I was in the church choir when I was a teenager. And they said I had a choir voice, which basically meant as long as you were surrounded by 50 others, Andy, you sounded good. But I love being in the choir. It was a lot of fun. Make a joyful noise, right? And so maybe being part of our choir and the community in the choir is one of the ways in which you can participate. And the good news is you don't even have to sing particularly well, because Dave Hibbert, our choir director, is willing to come alongside you and help you sing beautifully. Matter of fact, I think it's on Monday that women have an opportunity for some singing lessons here at 7 o'clock, room 205. Tuesday, the men are invited to come, and he'll give you some singing lessons that even you too will be able to sing beautifully and be part of our choir. So I encourage you to think about that. There's a lot of variety of ways in which to serve, and each one of us is vital in telling that story of God's love in each of these ministries. And at this point, I'm going to invite my dear sister, Nancy Ward, to come up and share with you kind of her story and the journey that she took in the ministry that she serves now, the Visual Arts Ministry. And Nancy's just a dear sister. So Nancy, I've got a microphone for you here. And just want you to take a few minutes and share with us. Thank you.
Hi. Oh, hi. I am part of three people that make up the committee for Visual Arts Fellowship. And we've been organizing things here for about the last 4 years in the visual arts area. Beverly Novak and Marilyn DeClaire and myself have been reaching out to try and find how many of you have hidden gifts and talents. There's some right over there. Many of you have been able to participate, which has really been neat. We really believe that artists have a place in the life and worship of this church. Just like the music ministry, we have different kinds of ministries in the art area. And art can be worship, which we're starting to discover in our own lives. Our God is a creative God, and He made stuff that's incredible. It's just beautiful. And the more we do art, the more we see those things. This ministry has been ongoing, as I say, for about 4 years. And if you look around, you'll see that we have a beautiful art gallery right here in our church, because the staff and elders are incredibly supportive of ministry in our church. And we are so thankful for that. We have been able to have workshops in the women's retreat last year that I hope many of you participated in. There's some of the scarves up there that we did in the silk scarf painting workshop. We have been able to have both children and adults produce art from third grade on up. And those are some of the very neatest. I remember one painting that was done by a little girl that was her view of heaven. And she had this beautiful picture of an upside down girl yelling, "Yippee!" What a beautiful view of heaven that was for her. It was very special. This last August, we had a digital camera workshop. His art has so many areas that we can be involved in. We have had woodworking, we've had collage, we've had sculpture, we've had painting, drawing, photography, assemblage, all kinds of stuff you're going to see on the walls and have seen in the past. The purpose of all this is to express our love of God and our walk with Him through this ministry. This Sunday, you'll notice up on the wall some things you may not have seen before, I hope. That is our newest exhibit, and it's just expressing the joy of being alone with God. And then later on next month, we'll have a reception where you can meet the artists and talk to them and encourage them. In the third Wednesday of every month, we have a visual arts fellowship. Anybody who's interested in art, either making art, learning about art, sharing some art, and being encouraged in that, is welcome to come. And that's at my house. And we'd just love to see you there. We want you to be encouraged in your art. We're not professional artists. But it doesn't matter. You all have a gift, just like singing, right? None of you probably are making records. Well, maybe somebody here is making records. I don't know. Records? We don't do that anymore, do we? Never mind. Forget I said that. We have had one person who came to a Sunday Night Live class and was encouraged to exhibit a piece that they had created in that class. It was on our walls. And they're continuing to create work for another exhibit. Never done any art before, but just had so much fun. Another person who participated in the silk scarf painting workshop, like a lot of us, has a stressful life. We're all kind of pushed around here, aren't we? You know, you just need to just chill out and just enjoy some of the things that God has given you. She found a great release and freedom during that silk scarf workshop. She ended up meeting a friend that she hadn't seen for a while that someone else had invited. The friend didn't even come to this church. They had a great time just working together, making silk scarves and just having fun. I myself have been blessed and stretched in this ministry because I'm starting to do art with biblical themes. I'd never done that before. And I hadn't been working that much in my art, but this ministry kind of encouraged me, and now I have a little spot in my home where I go and make things and work on different paintings, and I'm finding that I'm starting to think about the Lord more when I do my art, and it becomes a time of creativity and prayer, and it's just neat. It's just a neat way to do my art. It's totally different, and it's a different walk with God that I've had. In the fellowship, I have met some new friends that I dearly love. One of them I'm going off to a workshop with next month, just for a day, just to do art together. And others are people that, maybe there's people that you see in the church that you think, God, I wish I could spend more time with them. I wonder if we have anything in common. And people like that, I have met in fellowship to just spend some regular time with them monthly. It's been great. This year, we're putting on workshops. on Sunday evenings once a month, Sunday afternoons, not evenings, after church. And it's just a fun, casual time for you to invite a non-Christian friend or neighbor. And it's not a preachy time. It's just a let's make something together and let's have fun and enjoy something new, like the digital camera workshop. September 20th, we're going to be making container gardens, something you might want to go buy in a shop for much more money than you would want to spend, but you can just come and make one yourself. If you've never participated in any of these activities, we hope you'll look for the listing. There's all kinds of varied things that you're going to see listed in the bulletin or in your worship guide, or come to our visual arts fellowship meetings the third Wednesday of every month. We've got munchies and coffee and tea and just each other to just enjoy and share in what God has given us. And you can also bring a piece of your own artwork and share it and just get a little encouragement. It's all good. God loves you and He loves what you do. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Well, if you get a chance, of course, there's a visual arts ministry table there in the corner, and it's contagious, the kind of passion that Nancy and her team have for using the gifts God has given them to honor and glorify the Lord and to draw people to Him. Well, the last thing I'm going to say, the third point for this morning, is just to remind us that love is, authentic love is up close and personal. You know, it can be real easy to participate in some ways by just writing a check, which is a wonderful opportunity to be involved. But I also want to encourage you that there are ways to be personally involved. You know, Jesus sent His Son to be with us, His Spirit to dwell within us. And so authentic love is up close and personal. Let me read to you from 1 Peter 4. Above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others faithfully, administering God's grace in its various forms. So what does it mean to love each other deeply? Well, that word deeply actually means fervently, intensely. Then when we love one another, we do so not only in participation in these service ministries, but also by participating in small groups. And so my encouragement to you today is there's also a table here for home fellowship groups and other men's or women's groups that meet in the morning or in their evenings. And if you're not participating in a small group, I really like to encourage you to do so. Maybe make your first stop the home fellowship table, because it's within these small group environments that you get an opportunity to use your gifts, to get connected with others, to study the scripture, to talk, converse, ask each other questions, really apply what you're learning. And it's in those small group environments that a lot of love happens. I think last but not least, I just want you to know that there's a place for you here at our church, that if up to now, the extent of your involvement here has been attending Sunday mornings and sitting in the pew and then going home afterwards, I'd like to encourage you today to have it be that day where you take the next step to get connected, to get involved, to use the gifts that God has given you, motivated out of love, empowered by the Holy Spirit, and with the benefit of drawing near to one another in community. Okay? Well, this time I'm going to invite the worship team to come on up, and then I also would like to invite the ushers to come forward to receive your offerings. Well, please remember that up front here, we have a prayer team to pray with you if you'd like. And now for the benediction. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all as you invest the gifts of grace that you have been given. Amen. Enjoy the ministry fair, everyone.